Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. I got your message. How are you?
Yes, I do. How you doing?
I'm good. Hanging in there for Tuesday.
Right. Not too bad.
Right. So, did you want to try to process on this card, or are we going to put a different card on file?
Then we can use it. That's a credit card, right?
Well, this one says it's a Visa that ends in 7075, so I'm not sure if it's a credit or a debit. What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm just double-checking the card.
Oh, okay.
That's my business account. And my new payment is 120 a month?
I believe it's 129. Yeah, it's 129. We put you into that corporate rate.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and try it now.
Okay, let's give it a try now. One moment. And as always, once this goes through, I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days, because if not, you'd get charged again on December 17th, and I don't want you to have two payments close together like that. So I got the green light. Oh, of course, Richard. And then now I'm pushing the next one out to January 6th, so that's another 30 days. And then you said in your message you had a question about your domain.
Yes. I want to know basically, you know, do I own my own domain? Like, can I take it, do what I want to do with it, put it over here, do this, do that, separate Google from every, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I just wanted to just have the Google listing and not my page, can I just have that? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So for your listing on Google, you don't have to have a website on there. So if you want to just display your company name and your phone number, we can absolutely take the site down. That's not a problem, okay?
Okay.
You want to take the domain and build a different site on it, then we offer that for a one-time buyout of $99, where you would be able to keep your site and do whatever you want with it. But that doesn't include the content. That just includes the domain.
That's cool, because I create my own content.
Exactly. So that's what our clients love, that option, because, you know, that means that if they're new with us, I mean, you're loyalty with us. You've been with us for 2 years. But if they're new, they can start advertising the site right away, knowing that they'll never lose it, because if they ever discontinue service, then they still keep the site for that buyout or the website domain.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I was just trying to look at different ways that I can grow it myself. I'm looking into trying to just do it all on my own so I can get more educated.
Yes.
Just a lot of different stuff, you know what I mean? I see this supervisors growing tremendously, and I'm just trying to keep up. In order to do that, I need to get some business savvy.
Yeah. One thing that might help on your domain is to put maybe some more actual photos. I know you did a good job with that rose picture. You know what I mean? But if you have some more before and after photos or anything like that, or even there's like a work woman on there that looks like she's gardening, you know, sometimes even putting an actual photo of some of your work there rather than a stock photo might help, you know? So all of that.
That's what I wanted to do before. I didn't want that woman up there. I wanted a photo that I had to go up there.
Yes. Okay. So what happened when you sent it over? Did you send it?
I sent it over. Supposedly, I've just never seen the change. They said they completed some changes. I told them that wasn't the right changes, and then I just never heard back from them. You know how time get to going and then you going. So,
yes. Well, you know what, Richard? I can see on your dashboard that you have a lot of actual photos on here. So what I'm going to do is you don't even have to send another one. I'm going to tell the technicians to pick a better photo, take that work woman off, put one of your actual photos on there, and then maybe organize this gallery for you a little bit, you know, and put on your site where your different services are, stump removal. We can put the stump removal pictures and so on and so forth, tree trimming, you know. So I'll tell them to use the pictures that are already on the dashboard. And then as you get more content, you know, feel free to send it to us because we can always, you know, kind of add those as we get them, okay?
I have a ton of pictures, like a ton.
Okay.
Like a ton, you know, and I just was sending some that I felt like I could just send right then and, you know, kind of go from there. But I have a ton of pictures.
So if it's easier, rather than uploading them through the dashboard, you could also send them to photos@localsplash.com.
That's where I've always been sending them. You know what I mean?
Is to that email. Okay. So, it looks like the technicians did get them and put them on the dashboard. Now it's just a matter of reminding them to go in there and organize them and then take that stock photo down. I'll tell them to take any stock photos down because we don't even need them.
Yeah,
we have your own photos.
Do
you know what I mean?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. Any stock photos, take them down. And also, I know I have old English letters.
Yes, I saw that.
I've been looking at it, and I can see how that could be hard to read for some people. I like those letters, but if I want to, like, be neighborly, friendly with the business, I need to change those. So let's move into, you know what I mean? I know just flat, bold letters are just so, like, everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's
I like the old English because it looks very fancy, but I agree with you, especially for elderly clients. It's hard for them to read it, you know? So I definitely think you're making a good move there, you know?
Yeah. So or maybe I can just put something in, and like maybe I can leave LLC in old English. You know what I'm saying? But put Perkins Property Making it, and I don't know, like a Cool Jazz or something like that.
I'll put what's it called? Cool Jazz?
Yeah. Look up, see if you see Cool Jazz. See them in life.
Cool Jazz font. I'll put, please change business name on site to Cool Jazz font if available. If not, just use bold, simple print, right? Or text.
Yeah.
So bold, simple text. Remove old English. Okay, so I sent that over, and the revision for the pictures with removing the stock photos. So all of that will be done, Richard, within 1 to 3 days. So need to pay that extra $99 or anything as of yet. We can just kind of do some revisions and see if you like it. But, of course, that's an option down the road. If you ever want to just take the domain and build your own, you could do that.
Okay, sweet. Also, let's tell them to leave LLC in Old English.
Okay.
Just the three letters of LLC.
For previous request. No, actually, I'm going to just delete it and write it again because it's going to get confusing to them. So I'll copy and paste this one. Please. And, of course, I'm going to put, leave LLC in Old English if possible, because I don't know how their template is, if once they change it, it has to all be in the same or not. But I'll at least put that in there. So,
That's another thing, you know what I mean? I don't want to feel like I want to put my website however I want to.
I agree.
I mean? If I want to leave it in Old English on just this letter, that's what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't
want
to have to go with, So that was one of the other reasons I was wanting to purchase my domain. You know what I mean? But I understand that this.
Well, let's just send this over there and see, because it might be doable. I don't know, because I don't build the websites. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think I'll send that over, and I hopefully, like I said, they're going to be able to do that for you. So. But, okay, so I got that note over as well. So like I said, check it out within 1 to 3 business days. It should be set up exactly, at least a lot more to your specifications. But as you see any revisions, just either call me or email those over, and then we'll get those completed as they come in, okay?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you also, Richard, for taking care of the payment, and have a really great rest of your week and a Merry Christmas, too, in case I don't talk to you again.
Indeed, indeed. Have a great one. See you soon.
Thank you. Okay. Sounds good, Richard. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.